So Mother Church presents to us this great saint, Saint Dominic, for our reflection today. Born towards the end of the 1100s and died in the early 1200s, 1221. He founded what we know as the Dominican Order, but their official name is the Order of Preachers. They live a life of prayer, study, contemplation, and preaching. He was a religious, and as he traveled through the south of France, realized that there were so many people who were being led astray by a heretical teaching of the Cathars, of the Albigensians, which wasn't a new false teaching. That's what heresy is. It's a false teaching. But it's been with the church from the very beginning and in the realm of salvation history from the very beginning. It's this dualism, this two ways, that the spiritual life is good and the natural life is bad. So the things of the world are evil and the things of heaven are good. It's the same heresy that St. Augustine fell into when he first was coming to know the Lord. And it's been with the church. I mean, St. John writes about it in his letters in the scriptures. This duality, this seeking to separate. But as we had in the responsorial psalm, heaven and earth are full of your glory. And we know from the first pages of Genesis that God created everything, and everything is good. Easily misused, yes. Easily to be idolized, yes. But not inherently bad. And so there was a group of preachers, the Cathars, the Albigensians, who were preaching this. And they were very successful in their preaching, mainly because the clergy of the time were living very rich and opulent lives. Very well taken care of, cared for lives. So there were a group of preachers who would go around to preach against this heresy, but they would have a long train of animals and food and servants coming behind them, so as they preached against these false preachers, they would go home at night and live a very comfortable life. And St. Dominic saw this as a false teaching in itself. Because as we heard in the gospel today, Jesus preached the complete and utter dependence on the Father in heaven for everything. We use the things of this world for good, but we can't take any comfort in them. We can't take any sustenance in them. So he began to preach a life of poverty. And he came up at the same time as St. Francis. So Holy Mother Church, in her wisdom, gave us these two great saints at the time when the church was kind of giving a false message to return to the true message. And they say St. Dominic basically two things. He either talked to God or about God. His days were spent with preaching, and his nights were spent in praying. And you can go online, and you might be aware already, he has the 9 ways of praying, different postures, different ways to use your body to pray, right? If what the Cathars were saying is true, that the nature is bad, then our bodies are bad for praying. So even in the way that St. Dominic lived out his life, he was contradicting those false teachings. Whether you sit, you stand, you kneel, you lay prostrate, you have your arms extended, you have your arms raised, all these body postures we can use to pray and to praise the Lord. At one point, he was noticing that there wasn't much, quote, success to what they were doing. And he had a vision or a dream. And Our Lady said, you got to pray more. And this is why the Dominicans are so closely associated with the Holy Rosary. St. Dominic didn't invent it, and it wasn't given to him firstly, but they made it very popular. It's a necessary part of the Dominican way of life, of praying the Holy Rosary, using our fingers, the physical, to meditate upon the life of God. St. Dominic, before he founded the Order of Preachers for Men, he founded a community of women who were dedicated to praying. And it's those women that are credited with the success of the men going out and preaching. The necessity of prayer. And what the Dominicans say is that they preach the fruit of their contemplation. While their study is so important, that the hours that they spend studying the Gospels and the life of Jesus and the developed theology is meant to enrich their preaching, so that when the people hear the truth proclaimed, they have their ammunition against the false teachings that are out there. And so the same invitation is for all of us. That you spend your time praying. You spend your time reading the Gospels. You spend your time studying the truths of the faith so that your life becomes a witness, not just your words, but your entire life. You allow the gospel to animate everything about you so that every conversation that you have, your entire life, like St. Dominic, will be spent teaching and talking either to God or about God.